Bullying. It's a dangerous behavior that parents, schools, and most importantly, kids struggle with every day, and it's often hard to spot and to talk about. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports this morning, Improv Boston, a comedy club, wants to change that by taking humor into Massachusetts schools.
Improv comedian Dina Tolliver performs on stage in front of a room full of adults a few times a week. On this day, though, she greets a younger, more fidgety crowd at the Kingsley Montessori School in Boston.
Fantastic. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good.
You guys are so polite.
Tolliver is director of education at Improv Boston, a comedy club in Cambridge's Central Square. She's also the driving force behind a novel approach to the topic of bullying.
I totally understand the eyebrow that we get when I first talk about it. We're going to use comedy to talk about bullying with second graders. That seems like a ridiculous thing. Those things shouldn't go together.
So how do they? As Tolliver explains it, we humans are programmed to laugh.
And as adults, man, how often do we offhandedly make a remark that is funny, and it's probably at someone else's expense? The youngest kids that we work with, they're already learning to do that.
Tolliver wants these elementary school kids to think twice about doing that in the future. She and her peers use humor and the tenets of improv to get that across. On stage, improvisers roll without scripts, which forces them to fully trust and support each other.
So who can tell me what bullying is?
Hands shoot up. Kids use words like being mean and teasing. Then Tolliver and her team improvise a scene to show these third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders what bullying can really be like. One unlucky actor is assigned the role of victim.
And then we really work hard to tear that person down in front of the kids. To the point of, you know, I've had dear friends of mine reduced to tears in this workshop. We always preface that exercise by saying we hate it, that it's the hardest thing we have to do, but we think it's important to show the kids how that feels.
It starts with a greeting. Then things turn snarky as two actors shred the color of the third's sweater.
You look like a walking peach, for God's sake.
I was going to say like a floppy salmon.
Like a floppy salmon or something.
It's just a color.
And in your shoes, who do you think you are, Pocahontas or something?
Did you make those?
Some of the kids are giggling. Tolliver says that always happens.
When we start this bullying exercise, you'll hear the kids, even the littlest ones, laughing at first because they don't know what else to do.
But as things amp up, there's a palpable shift.
You paid money for those shoes?
I can't imagine anyone paying money for shoes.
Who would
like
sell
those?
Those
are
those
ugly
are
shoes, Emily.
And we don't stop. Like, we keep going. That moment of, this is uncomfortable, this is not okay, is what we need those kids to see.
Ridiculous.
What's with that watch, too? Can I see that watch?
It's my...
Why do you have a white watch on?
It's my mom's.
No, just, let me see it.
Can you stop it? You're going to break it.
No, let me just...
Emily,
come on, Emily.
Give it, please.
And then they take it from her. It's an ugly, emotional ride, and the kids get it. When the scene is over, Tolliver hugs her friend Emily and apologizes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was awful. Here's your watch back.
Tolliver replays this painful scenario over and over again for school kids, but also for personal reasons. She was motivated to create the improv bullying workshops when...
One of my children actually became... I hate to use the word victim. It sounds so serious.
She also hates the word bully. After hours of research and reflection on the problem of bullying, Tolliver has come to a conclusion.
No child wakes up in the morning and decides, I'm going to go to school and be mean today. I believe that every child means to do the right thing, wants to do the right thing, but circumstances get out of their control. So a lot of our program is about recognizing when you've made a mistake and how you can sort of backtrack from that.
An apology is a great start for kids this age, she says, and knowing when to say, stop, I don't like that. Tolliver believes elementary school students often don't recognize that they're acting like bullies or that they're even being bullied. That's how it was last year for 11-year-old Max Ellsworth, a sixth grader at the Kingsley Montessori School.
I think at that time I didn't realize that it was such a serious issue, and I wasn't sure how to deal with it because the first thing you want to do is insult them back because no one likes going to the teachers, so it's sometimes very hard to think of what to do next.
And Ellsworth admits he's nervous about middle school. Looking ahead, I ask if he thinks what he's learned in the workshop will help.
Maybe. Not sure. I think it really depends. Once I get there, I'll see what it's like, because it'll be so different from anything I've experienced.
To feel like a child is so on their own, they feel like they have no one to turn to and no place to go, that is what they resort to. We have all failed as a society.
Remembering last year's suicide of South Hadley bullying victim Phoebe Prince, Improv Boston's Dina Tolliver hopes her workshops will help nip aggressive behaviors in the bud before tragedy happens. As a tonic for the brutal exercise they all just endured, she asks the kids to work together with the actors to create a new superhero. One boy suggests this hero should be a mega superhero.
So take all the superheroes that exist right now, cram them together into one superhero.
Make one huge superhero.
And his name would be
Big Man.
Yeah!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you.